Now, are you looking for another book? Have you just finished one, maybe planning for your halls and looking for some books that maybe you want to take with you? Catherine Lana, then, is your woman, runs at Browsers Bookshop. She also runs her own website. She's really into her books. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Okay,
I'm really intrigued by both of these books that you've selected for us today.
Good.
Which are we going to start with?
We'll start with The Shoemaker's Wife.
Which is the adults.
It is. But both books I've chosen have got an Italian setting, which is rather strange and wasn't intentional. But The Shoemaker's Wife is by Adriana Trigiani, and the book starts off in Italy at the turn of the 20th century when two young Italians, a boy and a girl, meet in the mountains, and they immediately hit it off. But they don't have the opportunity to get to know each other better because through troubles in their families, they have to leave home, and independently they're forced to go and start a new life in America. The boy, who's called Ciro, finds work making shoes, and Enza, the girl, takes a factory job and becomes a seamstress. Now, they're in America, but they had no idea that they would ever see each other again. They didn't realise they were both over there. And, of course, their paths cross. And at various points, they meet up, but they don't get together. There are various misunderstandings, and time and events conspire against them ever acknowledging their feelings for each other, to a certain point, of course. And I won't tell you any more.
No, you can't. It's one of those books where, so basically, you spend your whole time reading the book and thinking, I want them to get together.
That's right, yeah. And there's just one obstacle after another. But it's a traditional love story. It's a good old-fashioned, morally upstanding, charming love story. And it's a family saga as well. And it tells of the value of friendships and hard work winning through and life as an immigrant and the American dream. And also how to stand firm in the face of adversity and keep on to the hoping for the future and having a positive outlook. So it's a real feel-good book, and it's inspiring and uplifting, I think. A good escapist read. And as you say, you keep turning the pages to find out what's going to happen to them next. How are they going to overcome the next obstacle? But it doesn't feel contrived. It's a story that just keeps flowing naturally. And it may be due to the fact that it's actually based on real life. It's the story of the author's grandparents.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
which
how lovely.
Is quite intriguing as well. So it is a lovely book, I think.
That's really nice. So, and that sounds perfect for a holiday, doesn't it? So that you could be in the airport and sort of lose yourself totally by wanting to follow this through.
That's right. You do really get completely involved in the story. So so it is a great holiday read, I think.
Okie dokie. It's paperback?
Unfortunately, it's not at the moment.
No,
it's only just come out this week.
So
it's $12.99, but it's a lovely hardback.
Okay. Good present, then.
It is, yeah.
Okay. So,
and you'll pass it round your friends as well, I'm sure.
So. Published by Simon & Schuster and on sale at Browsers and other good bookshops as well. But
that's
I'm
right.
Sure. So that's very good. So did you read it before it was out?
Yes, got sneak preview.
Okay, so that's Adriana Trigiani, and it's called The Shoemaker's Wife.